bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
The brand new 2024 Mazda CX-90 is designed to curate and elevate every experience you share with it. With the newly designed turbo inline six, iActive all-wheel drive, and seating for eight, it's been carefully crafted to exhilarate through a union of design, technology, and performance. Come see the new 2024 Mazda CX-90 in person at Findlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson. Or call us at 702-955-5555.
I never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. It just does.
COVID taught us
health matters. Health matters. Visit nmhec.org.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Yesterday, an important day in the history of America, 22 years ago, it was 9/11 and the attacks on America. A major part of the reporting back then on 9/11/2001 was Brit Hume, the then managing editor of Fox News. Listen to this.
This is the time of night I normally would be saying welcome to Washington, but Washington this day is a place where not even the President of the United States was considered safe. The Pentagon is on fire after a terrorist attack. The Capitol and nearly all other federal buildings were evacuated. This after a day like no other in this city or this country's history, a day where even the extraordinary events that occurred here in Washington were overshadowed by the horror of what took place in New York.
So your reflections on this day and kind of what has happened to the country since?
Well, of course, you never forget something like that. I'll never forget it. And I remember trying very hard that day to have the proper sense of urgency in reporting I did on the Washington part of that story without sounding panicky or anything of the kind. And I also remember thinking, this country is not going to be the same again for a very long time, if ever. And what was striking to me about it was how the country came together. You know, we had political divisions at that time which were just about as deep as they are now. But the country really rallied. I remember Al Gore saying of George W. Bush that the man with whom he'd had a bitter 37-day fight over the outcome of the election, he is my president. And the country really was united. And the effect of our ability to deter further attacks, which nearly everybody thought were coming, I think was allowed things to return more or less to normal far sooner than I imagined. And the unfortunate part of that was that the political divisions which had characterized that era, returned pretty quickly, too.
Brit Hume, I still love him on Fox News Channel. He was great then back on 9/11/2001, and he's still great today. Coming up in our next hour, Michael Schaus will join us. He has a company. He is the founder and owner of Shouse Creative. And one of the things he deals with is branding. And my question is, how are Dems going to be branded after all of the allegations coming out of the 82nd Nevada legislature that are just not very positive at all? And in fact, five, count them, five Assembly Democrats will not be seeking re-election. What is going on in the Nevada Assembly? Are they into a culture of corruption? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The manhunt for a convicted killer, now armed with a stolen rifle and ammo, goes on in eastern Pennsylvania. Police say Danilo Cavalcante has been spotted again. He was seen in Chester County's South Coventry Township. It's about 25 miles northwest of Philadelphia. People in the area being urged to stay alert, lock their homes and vehicles. George Bivens with the Pennsylvania State Police says Cavalcante's sister has been detained by immigration officials and could face deportation.
The sister is an overstay, and she chose not to assist. And because of being in an overstay status, she has been entered into a deportation proceeding and is being detained at this time.
Danilo Cavalcante escaped from a prison in Chester County almost 2 weeks ago. There is a $25,000 reward for information leading to his apprehension. On the heels of America's observance of the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, Senator Tom Cotton says it's important not to lose sight of the lessons learned on that horrific and tragic day.
As we look back on that terrible morning, it's a reminder that there are monsters out there in the world, and they mean to do the United States harm, and that we didn't take them seriously in the 1990s, and that we should be taking them seriously now.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Some Republicans argue the lessons of 9/11 are lost on the Biden administration as it opened the southern border wide to all comers, likely including some, with the intention of doing us harm. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Those two are meeting in Russia, expected to work out a deal involving North Korean arms for Russia and Russian economic and military assistance for North Korea. On Wall Street, the Dow down 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. MGM Resorts properties across the country spent the day yesterday trying to recover from a major cybersecurity issue that impacted credit card transactions and other computer systems in its hotel casinos. Company officials say that there were systems in place to operate and serve guests manually during the computer system disruption. The latest incident, the second cybersecurity issue to hit that gaming giant in 4 years, back in February of 2020, MGM confirmed its cloud server had been hacked during the summer of 2019 with some guest information being stolen. Refinery snags being blamed for the recent jump in gas prices here in Las Vegas and the West Coast. Las Vegas gas prices up more than 11 cents over the past week. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Clark County yesterday was $4.58. Energy experts at GasBuddy.com say some relief could be coming this weekend when the country switches back to that cheaper winter blend of gasoline. The Vegas Loop getting ready to add another link to the Las Vegas Convention Center. Officials with Elon Musk's Boring Company have applied for a commercial building permit to add a link to the Strat. Work is already underway on a link to the Westgate and Encore from the Convention Center at full build-out. 81 stations will be located up and down the strip in downtown Las Vegas, and as well as other points of interest like Allegiant Stadium and UNLV. Hockey fans, if you want a closer look at the Stanley Cup, you get one more chance this week. It'll happen in the Golden Knights Rookie Camp Tournament. The Cup will be on display at the Dollar Loan Center this Friday evening from 5 to 6:45, just before the 7 o'clock game against the Anaheim Ducks. Player visits for the Stanley Cup have wrapped up after a journey that included 4 countries, 7 Canadian provinces, and 10 U.S. states. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.
Located on 215 and South Rainbow.
Home of the...
Still working an accident on the Northern Beltway Northwest, really, on 215 eastbound before Aliante Parkway. And as you come down from Summerlin, watch the southbound lanes of 215 approaching Sahara. We're getting reports of a road hazard, some debris in the travel lanes there. Southbound 215 before Sahara. Finally, getting along safely on I-15 and 95. No reported accidents on those two highways. You have one, though, in the southeast, at Russell and Paradise. About a 20% chance of late morning thunderstorms. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny this afternoon with highs near 96 degrees. 82 right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become, we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number 3, live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We do have breaking news. The Clark County School District says that 4 schools have canceled classes today. due to a, quote, high number of unexpected teacher absences. This is the rolling sick out that the union is doing. The district is suing, trying to get an injunction to get the union to stop doing that. They don't appear to be ready to do that anytime soon. But the district has is seeking an injunction against the teachers union. This is getting worse and worse. And the only people that are impacted are the kids. And that's what's so sad about it. Joining us now, a guy that deals in branding. He is Michael Shouse, political columnist, founder of Shouse Creative, and he joins us. I'm just curious, Michael, what you think of this rolling sick out thing. They can't strike, but they're willing to do this. What do you make of this? And is this something that is? I mean, is there anything good that can come out of this?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. First thought is heart goes out to all those kids and all those families that all of a sudden had their day disrupted because a bunch of teachers decided to call in sick. There's a reason why striking in the public school system is illegal for unions, and that's exactly it. You're not punishing the administrators. You're not punishing the politicians. You're not punishing the quote-unquote bosses of the school district. You're punishing families. You're punishing the actual consumers here. You're punishing kids. And the fact that so many school teacher unions will do sick outs rather than quote-unquote strikes just goes to show you, if you're a parent, take note. It goes to show you that they don't really care about the kids. They care about the budgetary concerns and money issues and everything else that plague public school, but they certainly don't care about your kids. And it's not a good look for the teachers union. And I think it's just going to add to the long list of reasons that people in the state are fed up with the public education system.
Will it be enough that more? I mean, we know that 10,000 kids are gone from the district. We know that. Does this mean more parents will seek out homeschooling, microschooling, all kinds of other things, a way of doing education for your kids? Is it possible that more parents will end up opting out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're already seeing that in the last several years, and that's without any sort of robust educational choice program here in the state. I mean, we've got the opportunity scholarships, which Democrats basically kneecapped last legislative session and almost threw hundreds of kids off the scholarship program. Luckily, Lombardo and the private organizations that donate to it were able to save those kids at least for another year or two. But even with that being the only real option, and of course some charter schools here and there, you've seen 10,000 kids leave the system. And that tells you that parents are looking around and saying, look, I'm going to do whatever I can to get my kids into a more stable and more productive and, quite frankly, better education system than the Clark County Education Program. And this is something that the folks running CCSD should be taking notice that this is all part of a bigger systemic problem. And they're not going to be able to fix it in these negotiations. They're not going to be able to fix it in one legislative session. This is something that goes far beyond just, oh, more money or what have you.
You deal in branding. If you're the teachers union, how do you brand this? I mean, how do you come out smelling like a rose in a situation like this where, as you say, and I agree with you, the kids are the ones that are really hurt by this. How do you brand something like this that's going on right now?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, the nice thing about running your own business and doing your own consulting is, if a client was to come to you, you can look at them and say, nope, I'm not going to take you on as a client. And I really would not ever consider taking on the teachers union, because the entire premise of how they operate and why they exist is really running up against the values of parents from the very beginning. I mean, this is part of the reason why folks like Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that we shouldn't have public sector unions, because in order for them to really use any leverage to get what they want, they have to hold the kids and educational futures of families hostage. And that is something that just really, it never is going to look good to parents who are really just, it's not a political fight to parents. They just want their kids to have a good education. That being said, the only thing that they will do is the same thing that they always do. And they'll say, oh, this is for the teachers because we need better teachers. And that messaging used to work, but it's not working anymore, I don't think.
Michael Schaus joining us, the political columnist and the founder of Schaus Creative. Big news out of Carson City. Five assembly members on the Democrat side will not be seeking reelection. Two are vying for state Senate seats. But it's not good. The culture of corruption in Carson City is rearing its ugly head again. What do you make of, all of the stories, Michelle Gorlow, Cameron Miller, and others that they're dirty. They're dirty and they are. One of the things that really bothers me more than anything is that they don't apologize. Nobody's apologized.
No, nobody's apologizing. And there's not enough conversation going on that this isn't, they got caught, basically, is what the problem is here. You know, it's not that this is unusual. It's just that it's unusual. It's being discussed. There's been a culture of corruption in Carson City for a very long time. One of the big things that I've always noticed, and I used to work with Nevada Policy that is actually currently suing over this issue, but actual government employees serving in the legislature. But it goes even beyond that. What we've seen is Democrats giving money to nonprofits that then turn around and hire those same Democrats. And that is absolutely a problem. One of the big reasons why that has been able to exist for so long is because there's virtually no transparency in our legislative process. We have a legislature that has exempted itself from open meetings laws. They oftentimes will meet, quote unquote, behind the bar, away from the press and away from the public, and talk about bills and then come forward and just pass them on a vote with very little discussion. You know, all those things make this type of corruption possible. So I'm hoping that this leads to a bigger discussion about, hey, how do we open up this process so that way the public can actually check as we're going? We don't have to see months after the legislative session has ended that, hey, you guys gave yourselves a bunch of tax dollars.
But how do we accomplish that? Is it simply a matter of going to the polls and voting people in that believe in ethics, that believe in transparency? I mean, is that what it's going to take?
Well, I mean, a part of it is kind of what we're seeing right now, making noise about it after it's happened. That means, you know, these folks that have decided not to run for reelection, that means that they know that they were going to lose. And pretty much every politician up there wants to run for reelection. So already you're seeing a little bit of a push there. The big thing that it's going to come down to is during the legislative session, you're going to have inevitably a small handful probably of politicians up there that actually are supportive of more transparency. And they need to find whatever leverage they can use. The other option, of course, is the people. I would love to see somebody bring forward a referendum that says, let's make sure the legislature, that open meeting laws apply to the legislature. And that's something that could happen, you know, because you are facing a systemic problem here where obviously the people who are benefiting from the corruption up there don't want to reform it. So corruption is more difficult. And that's kind of the problem that you have in every level of government, which is why you should always trust government with less of your daily life.
Should we be doling out money to nonprofits? I mean, this I'm just saying, where does it say that the state legislature should fund all of these nonprofits out there that are raising money?
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, this is, I come from the nonprofit world when I used to work in policy, and we were always not government funded. It was always depending on low dollar donors, you know, people that donate $50, $100, things like that. That's the way a nonprofit should operate. If these nonprofits that got all this money from the legislature, if they're incapable of existing without tax dollars, then they're clearly not doing the kind of good that they claim they're doing. Good causes are able to generate philanthropic donations. if you are depending on tax dollars, what that means is, hey, we are going to force the government to take some of your money and give it to us because we can't encourage people to donate on their own. So that would be a great place to start. Obviously, it's going to be an uphill climb because clearly a lot of these lawmakers benefit from handing out tax dollars to private organizations.
I want to ask you about Governor Joe Lombardo. He has got his own group of politicos that are he's got a pack. There's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes. Is he going to take control of the Republican Party relative to going forward?
Well, I don't know if he's going to take control of the Republican Party or if he's going to kind of build a complementary apparatus that just works with the Republican Party. Because I will say this, looking at the work that his group has done, I mean, they've been instrumental in uncovering some of these ethics complaints. They've been instrumental in going after key Democrats and helping other Republicans and what have you. And quite frankly, they've been doing more than the state party. The state party's been too busy, you know, arguing and bickering over a caucus versus a primary. The Lombardo team very much are trying to build kind of a conservative version of what Harry Reid did in the state. You know, everybody talks about the Reid machine and what have you. And I think that that's a good thing. Whether they end up taking over the Republican Party or just working with the Republican Party, I think that Lombardo has this idea, hey, we need better infrastructure for conservative ideas in this state.
Well, it's called the Better Nevada PAC, and it is the one that is essentially supporting the governor and his policies. Do you think they can have an impact? I don't think anybody dreams of having a Harry Reid-like pack, but is it possible they can have some impact on the election in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as to your point, that is way too soon to build something as intricate as the Harry Reid machine. But given that they seem very laser focused on specific races, they seem very laser focused on finding the weak Democrats that might be up for reelection. That means that they could have some sort of an impact because if you see the next election come and a couple of Democrats really get hit for, say, ethics problems, or they really get hit for, say, not supporting school choice, that might put some other Democrats, more moderate Democrats, kind of in line. They might look at that and say, ooh, I've got to soften my voting record. Otherwise, I might not be long for this world up here. So I think it really could have some sort of an impact on 2024. Even if it doesn't give us a wonderful majority in the state senate or legislature, it could be enough to keep us from falling into a super minority.
We will find out. Michael, explain to people that don't know, what is Shouse Creative? What is it you do?
Yeah, we help individuals and organizations tell their story. It's basically branding and marketing. We do everything from consulting and media training to graphic design and web creation. So anything you need content-wise to help you tell your story and build your brand, that's what we help you do. And you can go to shousecreative.com. That's S-C-H-A-U-S creative.com.
Michael, always good. Thank you so much, my friend. We will do it again next week.
Yep, thanks so much.
There you go. Michael Shouse from Shouse Creative. By the way, this just in, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers out for the season with a torn Achilles. Crushing blow for their Super Bowl hopes. Really, really sad for all the Jets fans. That's tough. That's the very latest. A torn Achilles, and he is out for the year. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. We're moving down the stretch run suddenly, just over 4 months away from the first votes being cast. What are we seeing in Iowa? We will break down the absolute latest there.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future.